I'm Dan Hughes in the Old Time Radio Corner. Our show this week is another one of those old time radio programs that was popular enough that it stayed on the air for 17 years, yet few people today have ever heard an episode or even recognized the name of the show. It was called Vox Pop, and it first aired on a local Houston station, then moved to NBC, then CBS, then ABC. The name Vox Pop means voice of the people, and the show was exactly that. The concept was simple. Two interviewers talked with people at random, asking them often bizarre questions. Quiz questions were also asked, with small cash prizes awarded for correct answers. The interviewers were Parks Johnson and Wally Butterworth, and in this episode, the subjects were random visitors to the 1939 New York World's Fair. From September 23, 1939, here's Vox Pop.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Kentucky Club Pipe Tobacco, the choice of the people, presents Vox Pop, the voice of the people, direct from the RCA exhibit at the New York World's Fair. Vox Pop is conducted by Parks Johnson.
Hello, everybody. How y'all?
And yours truly, Wally Butterworth. On Vox Pop, the spotlight is directed on John Q. Public. Parks and I select people at random from the crowd, put them before the microphone, and ask them questions. Nobody is rehearsed. Anything can happen, and it usually does. Vox Pop is dedicated to the grand and glorious order of pipe smokers in honor of Kentucky Club, the only pipe tobacco that is packaged in a patented Fresh Tex wrapper inside that handsome blue tin. And now here's Parks, all set for the first interview. Come on, Parks.
Yes, sir, Wally. And the first gentleman right behind you with that light hat on. Tell me your name, please.
Arthur O. Weber.
Where from, Mr. Weber?
Cleveland, Ohio.
Married?
Very much. 38 years.
Folks with you?
No, I'm all alone.
Mr. Weber, who lives next door to you out there?
I'm
talking to the microphone. We want them to hear it.
Next door to me?
Yeah, next door to you.
Oh, some very good neighbors.
Call the names. I want them to hear you.
Well, there's Mrs. Moulton and Mr. Angelino.
Listen, talk in that microphone. I want them to hear and back up just a little bit.
And,
now, right there. Well, that's all right. That's all I want to know. Now, are you more agreeable before or after you eat?
Well, after.
Have you eaten?
Not yet.
Not yet? No. Boy, I'm going to have to be lying with you. Tell me confidentially, Mr. Weber. I don't want this gentleman behind me to hear me. But do you think a double chin adds dignity to a fellow's appearance? Don't look at Wally.
No.
He's got three chins.
No.
Here's the Vox Pop geographical question of the week. The one on which we give away dollar bills for the fellow that's got the answers to our geographical questions. You ready to go?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's warm up with an easy one. Three of our state capitals begin with the letter M. Now, if you give me two out of those three, you get a dollar bill. And here they are.
Hands letter M.
Yes, sir. Three of the state capitals begin with the letter M.
Well, there's...
All right.
Memphis?
You call that
no,
a state
no,
capital?
No.
Last week, let me get your head out of the way. Let me talk in this mic a little. Last week, a fella couldn't think of but one that began with B. Don't tell me you can't think of any begins with M. Isn't that funny? Three of them. Not a one?
Not a one.
Well, let's pass it up a little bit. Three of our states entered the Union during the 1900s, after 1900. Name any one of those for a dollar.
Arizona.
All right, name another, and that's a dollar. Here's one dollar.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
I'll need that.
All right, name another one for a dollar.
And, that's all I can think of.
That all you can think of?
That's all I want.
Well,
that satisfies me good meal.
All right, now wait a minute. Here's some more. Locate three of these for a dollar, and if you locate more than three, it's a dollar a crack for every one you get over it. Where's Cape Horn?
Cape Horn, South America.
That's a dollar? Now, I got to get three before you get a dollar, though. That's right. Cape Hatteras?
Cape Hatteras?
Uh-huh.
Give that up.
Cape Sable?
Give that up.
Cape Hope? Good Hope, you know.
Down South America. No, Africa.
South Africa. All right, that's two. Cape Race?
That's up in Newfoundland.
That's right. That's the three. You qualify. And Cape May?
That's
New Jersey.
Well, yes.
Cape Hatteras is off North Carolina. Yeah. And here's your dollar. Now, one last thing.
My goodness, I'm coming back with more money than I started with.
Good. Now, the question that we're going to ask every person tonight for a little matter of guessing, and the one that guesses closest to it gets five $1 bills at the end of the program, is this. How many times per day, that's 24 hours, do you estimate that your watch ticks? The average watch, how many times a day would you say it ticks? It's plenty, so give us a figure.
Well, I know it ticks a whole lot.
All right, give me some figure so we can put it down.
I couldn't do that.
Well, name some figure, anything.
Oh, about 5,000?
5,000, he says. Now, the last thing here, what is the modern name for Korea?
Korea?
Yes, sir. You know? The lady over there knows. Well, I'll tell you, it's chosen, and Kentucky Club tobacco is chosen by more and more pipe smokers every day because it's 25% cooler. Your tin, sir, and thank you very much.
Mother wanted me to get some of this tonight. She wants me to smoke a pipe.
Good, brother, good. That sounds like good sense to me. Wally, are you ready?
Has a wonderful wife, I think, Park. Yeah.
And what is your name, sir?
Oh, Ivan Lee.
Where are you from, Mr. Lee?
Jersey City, behind the Beyond.
Aha, aha. How many times does the average watch tick in 24 hours?
Oh, at a rough guess, I'd say 120,000.
120,000? Well, I don't know. That may be a little slow. Mr. Lee, what is your business, by the way?
A spectrographer.
A spectrographer?
Spectrographer.
Well, what's that?
A fingerprint the element.
That's right, of course. Can you describe the emblems of the YMCA and the YWCA?
I think the initials of the organizations.
Yes. But they have an insignia.
I never noticed it.
Anybody know? Red triangle and a blue triangle. How about the Rotary Club?
The war, yes.
Yeah, that's right. How about the Rotary Club?
That's a cogged wheel, as I recall.
That's right. You're exactly right. Now, we know what the Red Cross Society is. What is the Blue Cross Society?
That escapes me.
I'm sure you know it.
Blue Cross.
Society for the Protection of Cruelty to Animals.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, here's our weekly radio questions, and I'll give you a dollar for everyone you get right. You listen to the radio, I know. What name three radio programs that have the word family in the title?
Family, are they Goldberg family?
Well, I'd have to, I'll concede on that.
I don't think there's a family hour.
Yes, there is. You can tell me whose it is.
I want to call a sponsor.
No. Major Bowe's family? One man's family?
Yeah, that's right.
Your family and mine? Okay. Now, I'll give you words which suggest a radio program, and I want you to interpret the meaning of those words and try and identify the program. What program is suggested to you when I mention an insect, a milk container, and an accordion?
Doesn't suggest anything offhand.
The accordion doesn't?
What do you mean?
I told you the insect was a beetle. Now, what's the milk container?
I don't quite get the joke.
Bottle, that's Harry McNaughton, and the accordion is what Phil Baker plays.
Plays
it's his program,
yeah. Phil Baker
program. All right, now let's try another one here. A bell, an official, okay, and an army officer. Whose program is that?
You mean the NBC bell?
No. The gong.
Well, that's the amateur hour.
Major Bowes.
Major Bowes.
That's right, and his official okay is that. All right, don't you know? All right, now try one more. A perfect melody, a thunderstorm, and the president of many corporations.
It's enough like a sherry.
Huh? Perfect melody, that famous Nandy theme song, the perfect song, you see, and the thunderstorm suggests lightning.
Lightning.
Right? All right, now one more. A long-eared Texas farmer and a guy with a double chin and a lot of voices popping off. What program is that?
Three chins.
I don't know that one.
That's the one you're on right now. That's Box Pop. And we sell Kentucky Club tobacco. Here's a tin for you, Mr. Lee. And thank you very much. Now, before Parks comes in, I want to read you a short verse. Do you want to puff away your care and sorrow and substitute a bright and cheery smile? Smoke a pipe tonight. Don't wait until tomorrow. You'll find a good pipe's really worth your while. Yes, a pipe will make you peaceful and contented, good-natured as a summer's day is long. And all your friendly traits will be accented. No matter where you are, there you'll belong. So smoke a pipe, full-flavored, rich, and mellow. Such smoking can't be topped at any price. Load up, light up, and settle back. Then, fellow, you'll be mighty glad you've taken my advice. You know, fellas, that verse is more truth than poetry. But you'll never fully appreciate how good pipe smoking really can be until you smoke Kentucky Club. So get a tin tonight. Compare Kentucky Club point for point, and here's what you'll find. First, that Kentucky Club gives you 2 full ounces. That means 50 glorious pipefuls or 70 perfect roll-your-owns. Second, Kentucky Club is packed in Fresh-Tex, a patented wrapper that keeps that quality tobacco in high order. Third, Kentucky Club is union-made, blended by Willoughby Taylor from Choice All-White Burley. And fourth, no cigarette taxes to pay. So take a tip from Parks and me. Stop smoking old-fashioned tobacco. Sweeten your pipe
with Kentucky Club. All right, Park.
All right, Wally, here's the gentleman. A little closer. Tell us your name.
My name is Chester Hess.
Where from, Mr. Hess?
I'm from Port Atkinson, Wisconsin.
Who lives next door to you?
Well, there's a German family by the name of Younghans.
Younghans?
Yes.
Hope they're listening. How many times a day does an average watch tick? 24-hour day. Give us a guess.
Well, I'd say 216,000 times.
216,000. Got it down for Mr. Hess? Mr. Hess, are you easily upset?
Well, yes, I'd say I was.
Well, which upsets you more, to have someone underestimate your intelligence or overestimate your ignorance?
Well, that'd be pretty hard to say.
Wait, either one would upset a fellow a whole lot. Well, now, this is not an intelligence test. It's an information and opinion session.
Yes.
For instance, what's the greatest source of water power on Earth, would you say?
Now, I would say Niagara Falls.
Wouldn't you think that a woman's tears from a woman's eyes perhaps would be? Now, you probably were pretty close to getting that right, but I had to kid a little bit on that. Now, let's get around to our weekly Vox Pop mathematics test. You know, every week we give away dollar bills for the mathematics. Well, now, we're going to start easy. This one doesn't give you a dollar. It's just to warm you up. Right quick, name the largest number you can think of.
3 billion.
3 billion? Why didn't you say 3 billion and 1? You know, it's funny, but we just won't do it. Now, here's the question.
Well, I said over one.
Here's the first question for a dollar. What multiplied by what equals 1/2? That's number one.
Well, 1/2 of one.
1/2 of 1 is 1/2. I said, what multiplied by 1/2?
Is equal to what?
1/2.
1/2 times 1.
1/2 times 1. I thought you said 1/2 of 1. There is your dollar bill on that.
Well, thank you.
How long now would it take you to save $6? I was thinking about this one while you were talking about that one. How long would it take you to save $6 if you saved $1 bi-monthly?
It would take me 3 months.
3 months. You don't get a dollar on that. It'd take you 1 year. Bi-monthly, you know, every 2 months. All right, but you got two more coming here.
Oh, well.
Now, take the numbers from 1 to 100, both inclusive, see?
Yes.
All right, now, which would total more, the numbers, the odd numbers, 1, 3, 5, 7, or, you know, all the way up?
Yes.
Or the even numbers, 2, 4, 6, 8, 98, 100, and so on?
I would say the odd numbers.
Or would it be even?
I would say the odd numbers.
You say the odd numbers?
Yes.
Now, look, you put them in pairs, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yes.
Always the even numbers, one more, isn't it?
Yes.
So you get 50 more in 50 pairs, wouldn't you? That's right, the even. You missed that. I can't give you a dollar. Not trying hard on this one because I want to give you this other dollar. If I've got 7 bananas, now this is easy. If I've got 7 bananas and eat all but 4 of them, how many have I left?
You would have 3 left.
I'd have 3 left.
Well,
look
four
at that.
Of them left.
Well, you corrected yourself on that. Now, one last thing. Yeah.
I didn't listen right.
No, you didn't. In which are you more interested, in cause or effect?
I would be more interested in effect.
Well, when you smoke your first pipe full of Kentucky Club, the effect will be so delightful that it will cause you to buy Kentucky Club ever after that. Take this tin, and you'll find that we are right about it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Glad to meet you. Wally, what have you? Or whom have you?
Gentlemen, Park, right here. Step right up, please, and lower the microphone. What is your name?
Fred Fitzgerald.
Where are you from, Fred?
Hello, man.
You don't mind me calling you Fred?
Go right ahead.
Good. What are you doing down here at the fair?
Oh, we have a crowd down here. There are about 350 people.
Where are you from?
From the employers group, insurance companies.
Oh, I see.
And we're just spending the day at the fair.
Good. You're having a good time, too, aren't you?
I should say we are.
All right. How many times does a watch tick in one day?
In one day?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'd say it's probably in the vicinity of 40,000 times.
40,000 times. Put that down. That's a very slow watch. Now, we'll begin by putting you at ease. You've split rails, haven't you, with an axe?
I think so.
Well, sure you did when you were a kid. How many sides has a wedge?
A wedge?
Mm-hmm.
3.
Well, huh? How many faces?
A wedge?
Yeah. You know, an iron wedge.
5.
That's better. Now
five,
we're coming. How does a Chinaman say goodbye in English?
He probably says so long.
He says goodbye, don't he? All right, now here comes our news questions of the week. $1 for everyone you get right.
I haven't seen a newspaper for 2 days.
Well, that's all right. You know what's happened. What is the Duke of Windsor's present rank in the British Army?
I'd say he's a major general.
He is. Don't say anything more. There's $1. Give me the name of the airplane carrier that was sunk.
Gosh, I know as well as I know my own name.
Well, now you just keep the stiff upper lip and have a lot of courage and you'll get it.
Courage? outrageous?
That's it. I just told you the name of it.
What round did Joe Louis knock out Pastor in?
Oh, that's easy. The 11th.
Yeah, here's a dollar. Here's a dollar. If it's easy, it's an easy dollar. What is the number of the Congress which is in session now?
I'm afraid, Mr. Butterworth, you've got me there.
I don't know whether I'm right on this or not. Parks and I have been arguing about it all afternoon. I claim it's the 76th. He says it's just a special session and has no number.
It is the 76th.
It is the 76th?
Special session of the 76th.
Okay. All right, then. We're setting free. Now, there were three important things happening today, September the 23rd. If you name two of them, I'll give you a dollar. Three very important things today, September the 23rd. Doesn't today mean anything?
Well, it means the end of daylight saving for me.
That's fine. That's one. Now, what else does it mean?
I guess we don't know.
Well, it's a great Jewish festival. But holiday.
I do know that, too.
And it's also the first day of autumn.
That's right.
Summer has went. Right?
I'm ashamed.
You smoke that tobacco and three things will happen to you. You married, man?
No, sir.
Well, your girlfriend will love the aroma, you'll love the taste, and you'll tell 100 people about that tobacco.
I certainly will.
Thank you, Mr. Fitzgerald, for the interview. Come in, Paul.
Did you ask him to guess how many...
Yes, he did. He made a guess.
I didn't want him to get away without it. Now, here's the lady. What'd you say just as you came up? Tell me again.
There was my sweetie.
There's your sweetie. All right, tell me your name, please.
Mrs. Chris Wright.
Miss Chris Wright? Where from, Miss Chris Wright?
St. Louis, Missouri.
Do women always mind telling their age?
I don't.
Don't? How old are you?
I'm 73.
73 years old. We're so glad. Are you grandmother?
Oh, no, I never had no family.
No family.
Just had my sister raise her family.
Miss Chris Wright, give us your guess now as to the number of times a day a watch will tick, you know, in 24 hours. Just give me a big old number.
Number in day?
Uh-huh, how many times it'll tick. Give me just any number now, a guess.
About 1,440.
Oh, it'll tick more than that. It'll tick more than that, yes, ma'am. Now, Miss Chris Wright, is it true, generally speaking, that a woman is, generally speaking, would you say?
How's that? Generally speaking, yes, I guess that's right.
She is, generally speaking. Let's argue about men and women just a little bit. You don't mind, do you?
I don't think that, no.
All right. Which do you think is the more vain, a man or a woman?
Well, I think the women are.
You think the women are? Well,
yes.
I'm going to disagree with you. I don't think so. Let's argue a little bit. Which is the more curious? I mean have curiosity. Of course, the men are the most curious.
Well, I don't know. The men make the women have the most curious.
You mean they withhold information sometimes?
Yes,
and all like that?
Yes,
maybe they do.
Yes.
Which is the more honest, would you say?
Well, of course, the women.
Huh? Did I go say it?
The women.
Oh, the women.
The women.
Always stick up for the women. Now, on the whole, which do you think are better looking, men or women?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, you don't? I thought that was very definitely. I thought the men are always.
Some men are good looking. Some ladies are good looking.
That's right, too. Which is the more forgiving, a man or a woman?
Well, I don't know.
I would say a woman.
I think my husband... Brady him quicker and he will me.
Maybe that's so. You're talking from experience. Well, a woman maybe has more to forgive. Now, Miss Christman, you've got to get in on these dollar bill things we have. Now, this is
make something easy.
Oh, it is going to be very easy. For instance, I'm going to, you're just going to give me the answer. You're going to name a letter of the alphabet. That's all you need to give me as an answer. For instance, if I say, give me a vegetable, you would say I. No, you'd say P, wouldn't you? That's a letter of the alphabet.
Yes.
All right, now what? Give me a letter of the alphabet that is a human organ.
I don't quite understand how that goes.
Well, now the answer to that would be I. Don't you see? I.
Organ.
I. Human organ is an I. You see what I mean?
Yes.
Well, let's try another one. A letter of the alphabet that would describe a bird is the name of a bird. You hear them? They get up in the tree and the noise those rascals do make out in the farm. You don't know?
Can't think of anything now.
Well, wouldn't that be a J? All right, now a dollar for this. What is a tenderfoot?
Well, that's something that's kind of shy and...
Well, not used to the surrounding territory, huh?
Yes.
Well, you've got a dollar credit on that. What's a windbag?
Oh, somebody's always talking.
I knew you'd get these dollars. That's two of them you earned. And one more. What is a deadhead?
Oh, someone don't pay their bills.
That's exactly right. That's $3. Now, one last thing. What is the difference between hot and cold?
Hot and cold? Uh-huh. Well, worm burned too near the freezer, Jack.
Yeah, yes, it is. It's different degrees of the same thing, of course. But there's lots of difference between a hot smoke and a cool smoke.
Oh, yes.
Yes, and your husband will find that out when you give him this tin of Kentucky Club.
Yes.
Thank you so much. We're glad to have had you. Wally, are you ready? Oh, no. Before Wally comes... Your dollars? Here they are. Boy, they are your dollars. Pardon me, I was swinging onto those things, wasn't I? Well, thank you very much. And before Wally comes up with another interview, I've got a swell letter here from Mr. John L. Conway of 136 Brentwood Street, Portland, Maine. Mr. Conway writes, I quote him, "I've been a pipe smoker for over 40 years, and during that time I've smoked a great many brands of tobacco. In latter years, I've tried mixing my own blend, trying to get that Satan something that gives you all to be desired in taste, aroma, and easiness on the throat and tongue. I bought my first tin of Kentucky Club several years ago, and after smoking the first pipeful, I said, 'Eureka, I've found the ideal smoke, the blend I've looked for so long.' Ever since then, I've been a booster for Kentucky Club, and I've converted lots of others to that brand who have spread the praises and the aroma of good old Kentucky Club over the greater part of this grand vacation land state of Maine. Wherever Kentucky Club is mentioned, I'm listening. You can be sure I enjoy your program every Saturday night," unquote. Thank you, Mr. Conway, and you can be sure we enjoy getting letters like yours. Vox Pop is the voice of the people. Kentucky Club is the choice of the people. Wally, are you there?
I am indeed, with a beautiful girl, Parks. What is your name?
Constance Mella.
Where are you from?
From the Bronx,
New York. Is that Miss Mella?
Yes, Miss Mella.
What do you do, Miss Mella, for a living?
Well, I'm a school teacher in New York, but the chances are not very, very productive. So at present, I'm a guide in the New York State Building at the World's Fair.
Very good. Now we're all settled. How many times does a watch tick in 24 hours?
300,000.
300,000. Put that down, please, and stand up close to the mic. We want everyone to hear you. How officially does a prize fight start? Do you know?
Prize fight?
Yeah. What starts it off?
A gong.
Mm-hmm. All right. How about a football game?
Football game?
Yeah, what's he do?
And he throws the ball up in the air.
Oh, no. You haven't
played
football.
Well, that's a basketball game, I guess.
They blow a whistle.
Oh.
How about a baseball game?
Baseball game?
Somebody says something. Now, who is it and what is it?
The referee.
Well, the umpire says play ball.
Play ball.
Can you name me three recent popular cowboy songs?
Cowboy songs?
Mm-hmm.
Well, one that's the president's favorite.
What is that?
On the Range.
Home on the Range. Okay. Can you give me another?
Well, that's the only one I know.
It is, huh? Oh, there's a lot of them. All right. Now, here are some movie questions, and I'm going to give you a dollar for every one you get right, so you want to be on your toes. If you can get me three out of these five, you win a dollar.
I'm afraid I won't get many.
What movie star is prominent for the following things? Big feet.
Big feet.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie Chaplin?
Well, that's all right. I'll accept that. You bet. Big ears. See Johnson looking at me?
The one that...
Big
that,
ears. All the girls go for him. Why, he's the handsomest thing. He's almost as handsome as Butterworth.
Three Marx Brothers.
Well... All right, I'll accept that. I'm thinking about Clark Gable.
Oh.
Huh? How about a big nose?
Big nose?
Mm-hmm.
The one that plays Jimmy Durante.
That's right, Jimmy Durante. How about a big mouth?
Big mouth. Maurice Chevalier.
Oh, did he have a big mouth?
Well, he knows how to play with it.
Joey Brown. How about Banjo Eyes?
Banjo Eyes? I'm afraid I don't know
Eddie
that
Eddie Cantor.
One.
Well, you got your three. Here's the dollar. Can you think of three pictures that Charlie Chaplin once starred in?
The
Any
Charlie
three
Chaplin?
For a dollar. Yeah.
Charlie.
Gee, look at all these people. I bet they wish they were up here getting these dollars. Huh?
Well, I'm sorry.
Oh, the gold rush, the bank, the kid. Oh, he had a million of them. Can you name me four stars whose first name in the movies is Robert?
Robert Taylor.
One.
Robert.
I don't think you go to the movies very much, do you?
I don't.
Robert Montgomery, Robert Donat, oh, there's a million of them.
$70.
By the way, how many weekly admissions would you think there are to the movies? 75 million, 25 million, 50 million?
The movies?
Yes, every week.
Well, judging from any
guess one of those three figures. Oh, 75 million, 25 million, 50
million. 75
million. 75 million is right, there's a dollar. You know, there's almost that many people smoking Kentucky Club. If everybody listening tonight goes out and buys a tin, there will be. And there's one for you.
Thank you very much.
And Parks, come in.
Okay, Wally, this tall, good-looking gentleman behind you. You didn't mind that, did you?
Not at all.
Tell me your name.
Ernest Rossiter.
Where from, Mr. Rossiter?
Montreal, Canada.
Montreal. Well, glad to have you. You down here on a visit?
Yes, that's right.
By the way, my sister's in Toronto. I hope she's having as good a time there as you look like you're having here at the World's Fair.
I'm having a swell time.
Give us your guess. It's the number of times per 24-hour day a watch ticks.
Oh, 168,800.
That's the number. Somebody got it down there. And by the way, before I ask you another question, I want to thank all those people from Washington County who wrote me last week. It's true, I didn't say from what state. I just wondered how many I'd get. There are 32 states that have a Washington County. So far, I've heard from 28 of them. I think that's more or less of a record. And thanks to all of you. That's all I wanted on that. Well, now, let's get around to this. Can you talk without inhaling? You talk normally while you exhale, but can you talk, say, while you inhale?
Yes.
All right, try it.
No, I guess I can't.
You guess you can't? Well, you can whisper a little bit while you inhale, but I do think it's very hard
to make a hit.
Well, anyway, now talk naturally and tell me what's wrong with this sentence. Kipling was blind when he wrote The Three Musketeers. What's wrong with that sentence?
He wasn't blind.
That's right. Kipling was blind when he wrote The Three Musketeers. Anything else wrong with it?
Well, he couldn't write if he was blind.
Well,
possibly.
No, something else is radically wrong with that. Who wrote The Three Musketeers?
Oh.
You ought to know that. Well, let's try a little bit more on literature. Now, $1 for each correct answer to this. What trait of character is suggested by Samson?
Strength.
There's a dollar. Brand new one. How about Uriah Heep? What trait of character? You remember Dickens' character, Uriah Heep?
No.
You don't? Well, I'd have to pass on. It's sort of humility or something like that. That's the impression I got out of it. How about Mr. Micawber? You've read Dickens, haven't you?
Yes.
That's in Pickwick Papers.
Wait
a minute. Mr. Micawber, you know? Oh, you know the gentleman, don't you?
Yes,
well, we'll come
I
back
know.
To him in a minute. How about Don... Now, wait a minute. How do you pronounce Q-U-I-X-O-T-E? Don...
Quixote.
Quixote. Well, Webster gives two. Quixote or Quixota. What? All right. Now, what would you... What strength...
Romance?
Romance? Idealist or something like that. Here's another dollar. That's close enough. Now, let's just play another little game here. The lady a moment ago, I'm going to get you on a little bit different one. Answer this. You're familiar with the United States and all the states in it. I mean the names of them.
Yes.
The answer to each question is an abbreviation of a state. For instance, I say, which state is the cleanest? You would say WASH. W-A-S-H is the abbreviation for Washington.
Yeah.
You got it?
Yeah.
All right, a dollar for each of these. I hope I got enough dollars to go around, because they're easy. Which saved Noah?
What was that?
Which state saved Noah? Give me the abbreviation of a state in answer to that.
Ark.
Ark. Here's a dollar. Which state is a physician? Huh? You going to pass that?
Yeah.
It would be Maryland, M.D. Is that right?
That's right.
Which state is a grain? They're getting tough as they go along, don't you know? You going to pass that? The abbreviation is R.I., Rye. See? Oh, that was put in the past. Well, all right, here's another one. Which one's apparent?
Oh, boy, you're getting me.
Oh. That would be P.A., Paul, wouldn't it? All right, now one last thing here. Do you consider it a weakness to make excuses?
Yes.
Well, it definitely is, but you'll never have to make an excuse when you smoke Kentucky Club.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
She'll love that aroma if there's a she around your house, you know. Wally, how about it, Terry?
Parks, I'm going to tell the folks about a wonderful announcement.
Shoot.
And I want everybody listening to pay close attention. There is a change of time in the Vox Pop program. It will no longer be heard on Saturday nights, but Thursday nights. And beginning October the 5th, over another network of stations. Now, fellows, Parks and I want each of you to get a tin of Kentucky Club. Do that tonight. You'll not only be doing us a favor, you'll be giving yourself a real break as well. Just ask your dealer for that handsome blue tin or big money-saving canister. Both tin and canister are trademarked with a thoroughbred horse and red-coated rider.
And when you get your Kentucky Club, remember to look inside the tin. For full instructions how to get your sweet-smoking Vox Pop pipe, that pipe has a certified retail value of $3.50, but you can get it at a fraction of that price. And now, here's Parks with the answer to the watch question.
Oops, we lost the show right there. The correct answer, 432,000 times per day. From September 23, 1939, live at the World's Fair, Vox Pop. Thanks for listening, and if there are old-time radio programs you remember and would like to hear again, drop me a note at Dan, D-A-N, at radiofun.info. In the Old-Time Radio Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.